Picture this. You're at your home airport at 7 in the morning, coffee in hand, looking at a sky that the forecast said would be clear and calm. Instead, there's a low gray deck sitting at maybe 1,200 feet, and the windsock is doing things it shouldn't be doing. You pulled the standard brief an hour ago. The TAF said few clouds at 5,000. The Matar you got at 6:53 said scattered at 3,000. Neither one matches what you're actually looking at right now. Welcome to Flight Planning. I'm Pattern, and this is Traffic Pattern on Radio Hangar. Today we're talking about the single most underused tool in the entire weather briefing process. The thing your CFI mentioned in passing during ground school, the thing you probably haven't filed since your check ride, maybe ever, pilot reports. We're going to walk through what they are, why they matter, how to find them, and most importantly, how to file them. Because here's the honest truth. Forecasts are models. Matars are point measurements at airports. The actual sky between airports is a mystery that only you, the pilot up there flying through it, can describe. And if you don't tell anyone what you saw, the next pilot is taking off blind. Quick shout out to our friends at aviationsoul.com. They make challenge coins for every step of the journey. Your first solo, your private, your instrument rating, your commercial, CFI. Every check ride is a moment worth marking, and they make a coin for each one. Great gifts for the pilot in your life, including yourself, aviationsoul.com. Okay, let's walk through this together. A pilot report is exactly what it sounds like. It's a real human being in a real airplane telling air traffic controllers, flight service, and ultimately the rest of the aviation community what the weather is actually doing in a specific place at a specific time. Not what a computer model predicted, not what a sensor at an airport 10 miles away measured at the surface. What you, the pilot, are experiencing right now at 4,500 feet over a specific location. There are two flavors. The standard pilot report, which uses the code UA, just means routine. Then there's the UUA, the urgent pilot report. UUA is reserved for the bad stuff. Tornadoes. Severe or extreme turbulence, severe icing, hail, low-level wind shear within 2,000 feet of the surface, volcanic ash, anything that could ruin somebody else's afternoon if they're not warned about it. When you file a UUA, flight service treats it like an emergency communication. They get it out fast. Most of what you'll file, though, is just a standard report. A routine observation. The cloud bases were really at 3,500, not 5,000. There was light chop at 6,000. Viz was about 6 miles in haze, not the 10 the METAR claimed. Nothing dramatic, just truth. Here's something I wish someone told me when I was training. Forecasts get worse the farther they reach into the future. A 6-hour TAF is pretty solid, a 12-hour TAF is decent, a 24-hour TAF is an educated guess wrapped in conditional probability, and the second any of those forecasts get into your actual flight window, the most accurate weather data on the planet is whatever the pilot 200 feet ahead of you just reported. Let me read you a real pilot report and decode it together. Here's what one looks like in raw text. KMRY UAOVMRY 180030 / TM1432 / FL055 / TPC172 / SKBKN 045 overcast 070 / TA05 / WV21020 / TB light / RM smooth above clouds. That looks like a license plate from another planet. I know, let's break it down. The first part is the location identifier and the type routine pilot report filed near Monterey, California. The next group is the position over the Monterey VOR on the 180-degree radial 30 nautical miles out, so south-southwest of Monterey by 30 miles, TM1432. That's the time, 1432 Zulu. FL055, flight level 5,500, that's the altitude the pilot was at, TPC172, type of aircraft. Cessna 172's K is sky condition, broken layer at 4,500, overcast at 7,000 T, A is temperature at altitude, plus 5 Celsius, WV is wind, 210 degrees at 20 knots, TB is turbulence, light, RM means remarks, smooth above the cloud deck. That single report just told you more about what's actually happening in that chunk of sky than any model output could. It told you the actual cloud layers, the actual temperature, the actual wind. Whether it was bumpy, and helpfully, that it smoothed out on top. Now imagine you're planning a flight that takes you through that area in the next hour. Maybe the TAF said scattered at 6,000. This pilot just told you it's actually broken at 4,500 and overcast at 7,000. That's a completely different flight if you're VFR. You might be flying over an undercast or stuck underneath. If you're a low-time pilot without an instrument rating, that changes the no-go calculation entirely. This is why we file them. And this is why we read them. So how do you find them? A few ways. ForeFlight has them baked into the maps. Turn on the pilot report layer and you'll see little symbols where pilots have filed. Tap one and you get the decoded text. Easy. The Aviation Weather Center website, which is aviationweather.gov, has a dedicated page where you can pull them by region or by route. They display on a map, color-coded by severity. You can call flight service at 1-800-WX-BRIEF and ask the briefer to read you any pilot reports along your route. They will. That's literally part of their job, and most briefers love it when you ask, because they know you're actually using the information. When you're in the air, you can listen to flight service on 122.0 or 122.2 and ask if there are any recent reports. The old en route flight advisory frequency, FlightWatch, was discontinued back in 2016, so don't go looking for it. Just call flight service directly. Now, here's the part that everyone skips. Filing. Here's the dirty secret of pilot reports. The system only works if pilots actually file them. And most pilots don't. There's a number that gets cited periodically suggesting something like 5% of general aviation pilots file reports regularly. 5%, that means 95% of us are happily consuming the information that the other 5% are providing. Let's fix that today, right now. Filing one is easy. You don't need a special form. You don't need to know the encoded format I just walked through. The folks who receive it will encode it for you. All you need to do is tell them what you're seeing. Here's how it sounds in real life. You're cruising along at 5,500 feet on a cross country, and you notice the cloud bases are lower than forecast. You key the mic and call up the nearest flight service station, or you call up the controller working you on flight following. Cessna 752 Sierra Mike. Pilot report. They'll come back. Go ahead with your report. Cessna 752 Sierra Mike. Pilot report. Cessna 172 over Centralia at 5,500. Ceiling broken at 4,500, overcast at 7,000. Smooth ride. Visibility about 8 miles in haze. Outside air temperature plus 4 Celsius. That's it. That's the whole thing. The controller or briefer takes that and codes it into the system, and within minutes it's available to every pilot, every dispatcher, every briefer in the country. Notice what I included. Position. Altitude. Sky conditions with specific layer altitudes. Ride visibility, temperature. You don't need every element on every report. If your report is just about turbulence, just report turbulence. If it's just about cloud tops, just report tops. The minimum is your position, your altitude, and the one observation worth sharing. A word specifically for the instrument pilots listening, cloud top reports and icing reports are gold, pure gold. If you climb through a layer and break out at 6,200, tell somebody. There's a pilot below you right now wondering if she should ask for a higher altitude to get on top, and your report just made that decision for her. Same thing for icing. If you picked up trace rime between 3,000 and 4,000, say so. Trace, light, moderate, severe. Use the language. Clear ice or rime ice. Be specific. Icing reports save lives. They are the single most useful piece of information you can give to the pilot behind you. The ACS, the Airman Certification Standards, addresses this in the area of operation on weather information. It expects you to know how to obtain pilot reports, it expects you to know how to interpret them, and in the corresponding instrument ACS, it gets even more pointed, because instrument flying without good real-world weather data is genuinely harder. The examiner is looking for a pilot who treats pilot reports as a normal part of the briefing, not an afterthought. Let me give you a scenario. You're a private pilot with about 100 hours. You're planning a Saturday morning flight from your home base to a fly-in breakfast about 140 nautical miles away. You pull a standard brief at 6:30 in the morning. Everything looks fine. Forecast says clear above 12,000, light winds vis greater than 10. Beautiful day. You depart at 7:45. About 30 minutes into the flight, you notice something. There's a thin haze layer. The forecast didn't mention it. Visibility is dropping. By the time you're an hour in, you can barely see 3 miles ahead. The horizon is gone, you're not in clouds, you're not in instrument conditions, but you're in something that wasn't supposed to be there. You make it to the breakfast just fine, bumpy approach but legal, you eat your pancakes. You congratulate yourself. Now here's the question. Did you file a pilot report? If you didn't, the next pilot launching out of your home base toward that same breakfast is going to look at the same forecast you looked at and make the same plan you made. He's also going to fly into the same haze you flew into. Maybe he's got less experience than you. Maybe he panics, maybe he ends up scud running, maybe it ends badly. That's not hypothetical, that's the actual chain of events behind a lot of accident reports. Forecast didn't capture the actual conditions. Pilots who flew through it earlier didn't report it. Subsequent pilot got surprised. Here's the practical takeaway. Get in the habit of filing one report per flight. Just one. Make it a personal standard. Some pilots I know file one within the first 30 minutes of cruise just as a default. They give their position, their altitude, their cloud situation, their ride, and they're done. 2 minutes of radio time, that's it. If conditions change, file another. If you encounter anything unexpected, file another. If everything is exactly as forecast, file that too. The phrase, no significant weather, is itself useful information. It confirms the forecast. it tells the next pilot the model was right. A few common mistakes I see students, and even experienced pilots make. First, they wait until they think they have something dramatic to report. Don't. Routine is fine. Smooth is fine. Conditions matching. The forecast is fine. The system needs all of it. Second, they think they have to use the encoded format. They don't. Plain English is fine. The receiver will encode it. Third, they hesitate to bother flight service. You won't bother flight service. This is what flight service exists for. They are sitting there waiting for your call. Fourth, they feel uncertain about their estimates. Don't be. If the bases look like they're around 3,000, say 3,000. If you're not sure if it's light chop or moderate chop, describe it. Light bumps that occasionally bounce my coffee. That's useful. That's better than nothing. Fifth, and this is the big one. They treat reading reports and filing reports as separate skills. They aren't. They're the same skill. Every report you read makes you a better pilot. Every report you file makes some other pilot safer. The system is reciprocal. You only get out what you and your fellow pilots put in.
Let me close with one more thought. The weather briefing is not a checkbox. It's a story. You're trying to build a mental model of what the atmosphere is going to do to your flight. The METAR gives you ground truth at airports. The TAF gives you the forecaster's best guess. The winds aloft chart gives you a snapshot of the upper air. The progression charts give you the big picture. SIGMETS and AIRMETS give you the threats. Pilot reports give you eyewitness testimony. A weather briefing without them is like a courtroom with no witnesses. You've got the evidence, you've got the theories, but you don't have the people who were actually there. And in aviation, the person who was actually there is the only person whose opinion really matters about what the sky was doing. So here's your homework from this segment. On your next flight, before you taxi, find at least one report relevant to your route. Read it. Let it inform your decisions. And then, somewhere during your cruise, file one. Just one position, altitude, what you're seeing. Make it a habit. Build the muscle. The pilot 2 hours behind you is counting on it. Even if they don't know your name, even if they never thank you, your report might be the thing that helps them make a better decision. That's the whole point. Today's segment pulled from the Aeronautical Information Manual Chapter 7, the Aviation Weather Center, and the NWS Handbook on Coded Observations. If you want more like this, the full training library lives at radiohanger.com. I'm Pattern. Go file a pilot report.